This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will not negotiate a delay to Brexit after lawmakers backed a proposal to withhold approval for his agreement until formal ratification legislation is passed. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Sitting on a Saturday for the first time in decades, British lawmakers were supposed to be voting on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's last-minute Brexit divorce deal. But now they've backed an amendment which will defer the decision, meaning there'll be no vote on the deal this weekend. This was the response from the Prime Minister.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU. And neither does the law compel me to do so. I will tell our friends and colleagues in the EU exactly what I've told everyone in the last 88 days that I've served as Prime Minister, that further delay would be bad for this country.
Conservative lawmaker Oliver Letwin was responsible for denying Johnson his day of Brexit glory. He brought forward the idea of yet another delay.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. The Guardian is reporting the EU will grant an extension if Johnson sends them a letter. Turkish-backed Syrian fighters clashed with Kurdish-led forces in several parts of northeastern Syria on Saturday. Both sides blamed each other for fighting that has rattled the U.S.-brokered ceasefire. There has also been no sign of a withdrawal of Kurdish-led forces from positions along the Syrian-Turkish border as called for under the agreement. South Sudan's opposition leader, Riek Machar, returned to his country Saturday. He is scheduled to meet with President Salva Kiir in a bid to form a unity government. The two leaders have less than a month to finalize the deal, according to a peace agreement signed a year ago. From Washington, this is VOA News. Lebanon's finance minister says he and Prime Minister Rafik Hariri have agreed on a final budget that does not include any additional taxes or fees in a bid to appease nationwide protests. Hong Kong is facing its 20th straight weekend of anti-government protests after events this week revealed that both sides are digging in. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Hong Kong.
As Hong Kong approaches its 20th straight week of anti-government protests, it's clear that no one is budging one inch. The city's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has held firm against the protests, provoking calls for her resignation. And protesters are refusing to back down from their five demands, which include universal suffrage, an investigation of police violence, amnesties for protesters, and the full, official withdrawal of the spark that lit the fires of dissent at the beginning of this year, a now-withdrawn extradition bill that would allow mainland China to try people arrested in Hong Kong. Anita Paul, VOA News, Hong Kong.
The State Department has completed its internal investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of private email. They found violations by 38 people, some of whom may face disciplinary action. Although the report identified violations, it said investigators found no persuasive evidence of systemic, deliberate mishandling of classified information. A new report says climate change, pollution, and fishing are causing irreversible damage to New Zealand's marine environment. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
New Zealand's long coastline that stretches for about 15,000 kilometres is under increasing pressure from development, shipping, and climate change. The Ministry for the Environment's report states that 90% of the country's seabirds and about a quarter of its marine mammals are threatened with extinction. The study asserted that 16% of New Zealand's fish stocks have been overfished. Agriculture and forestry, as well as urbanisation, are increasing the amount of sediment, chemicals and plastics flowing into the oceans and contaminating the coastline. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A senior pilot at Boeing says he might have unintentionally misled regulators, according to a series of internal company messages that were released Friday. The transcript of the messages shows that in 2016, the 737 MAX's then chief technical pilot, Mark Faulkner, told another co-worker that the aircraft's flight system, called MCAS, was egregious and running rampant while he tested it in a flight simulator. The MCAS system has been tied to the crashes of the 737 MAX airplanes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. For more on any of today's news, please go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.